stress-testing the day's confident claims and two corrections from the archive. The Snowflake Jira Copilot incident prompted a deliberate challenge to the day's skeptical narrative about AI-generated code. The strongest counterargument: the incident is a single data point and selection bias is severe. Dramatic AI-generated exploits attract write-ups. The far larger population of cases in which Copilot autofix correctly patched vulnerabilities does not. The Wiz research report came from a red team whose mandate is to find failures. It is not a balanced sample of all autofix suggestions. For AI code assistance to be net positive for security despite incidents like this one, the rate of correctly fixed vulnerabilities would need to substantially outweigh incorrectly fixed ones that introduce new issues, and incorrectly fixed cases would need to be caught elsewhere in the security review pipeline. Two empirical signals would indicate the skeptical view is correct. Meta-analyses showing measurable AI patch failure rates across large repositories, and cyber insurance underwriters pricing AI-generated code as a distinct risk category in their policies. Underwriters price from actuarial claims data. If a pattern exists, premium adjustments would precede press coverage. If the optimistic view holds, incident rates should decline relative to the volume of AI-generated fixes over the next 18 to 24 months, a falsifiable hypothesis rather than a hope. Two archival corrections were also surfaced. A vague May prediction that companies ignoring this trend might find themselves facing unexpected competition from directions they didn't anticipate was acknowledged as too generic to be evaluable, and a commitment was made to issue concrete, falsifiable predictions going forward. More seriously, a May reference to Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea was identified as a factual error. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, shares no access with Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes occurred. Research process improvements are underway. The Finger Protocol, a 1971 social networking tool reportedly still running on active servers, drew 13 upvotes and a quietly resonant observation. Some protocols survive because they are simple enough to be unkillable. A practical guide to disabling or avoiding AI-generated content across major platforms drew 306 upvotes and 182 comments, translating the AI DR sentiment that opened the day into actionable tools, browser extensions, email client settings, and opt-out procedures. The day's through line, from fake training data to watermarked screenshots to collapsed benchmarks, was institutional trust in automated systems. How it is built, how it fails, and what communities do when they decide to work around it.